Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Tom Joyner Mornings, y'all. It is 17 past the hour. Are we able to contact Roland Martin? TV1 News One now. You don't have Roland in yet? All right, we'll keep working on it then.
Roland,
can you hear me?
Skip Murphy, how you doing, Doc?
There he is. I knew we'd be able to get you
what
in,
up,
man.
Roll.
The magic of radio, yeah.
That's right, Skip. How you doing? Jackie Reed, you there?
Good morning, honey.
All right, then. And, of course, we got J. Anthony Brown as well. All right, folks, glad to chat with you. We're doing a simulcast right now with TV One as well because we got a great guest on. And, of course, Arnie Duncan has left as Secretary of Education for the Obama administration. And John.
He's gone.
Yeah, I believe we lost Roland there again.
Yeah.
Let's try to get him back.
Yeah, let's try to. Yeah,
that was
really good guess.
Good
so
guess.
We'll try to get him back.
Incoming Secretary of Education.
King, how you doing?
Oh, there he is.
There
he's back.
We go. Got you back.
Secretary, you there?
I am here. Good morning.
All right, then. All right, sir, certainly glad to hear from you. Let's talk about the issue of education. What is happening in terms of graduation rates with America's school children, specifically African Americans?
Well, we were excited to announce yesterday that the country reached the highest graduation rate we've ever had at just over 82%, which is very significant progress over the last few years. And particularly important is that we've seen significant increases in the graduation rates for African-American and Latino students. The African-American graduation rate has now reached 72.5%. The African-American and Latino students are actually making more progress in graduation rates right now than white students. So we're seeing a closing of the graduation rate gap, which is very important.
What particular part of the country is doing a better job, and what are some best practices that you're seeing that this is being more effective?
You know, we're seeing variation across the states. I would say what is most encouraging is when the administration began, there were many schools around the country that had chronically low graduation rates, schools that had graduation rates even below 50%, what often are called dropout factories. And we've seen that number of dropout factories cut in half because district leaders, principals, teachers are focused on a few things. One, making sure that students are in school. Focusing on those students who are chronically absent and getting them back to school. Two, making sure that school is a compelling and interesting place for students, making sure that the teaching that they're experiencing is engaging and that they have access to advanced coursework, opportunities to learn advanced math and science, opportunities to prepare for careers while in high school. And then ensuring that students connect with an adult. Mentors are critically important, and students need some adult in the school that they know well, who's paying attention to them, that's giving them faith in themselves.
One of the issues that we're still looking at is, I mean, I get with graduation rates, but we're still looking at college preparedness. I was at a conference last week with the NAACP and the Chamber of Commerce Foundation dealing with this whole issue, and we still have a huge gap when it comes to black students in terms of taking AP classes and going to that next level. How do you change that? Because if you have black students who are graduating but are not ready for college-level courses, then they're not able to advance. That impacts income inequality and a host of other issues.
That's exactly right. We worry a lot about continued gaps in college readiness. We know that there are some community colleges around the country where 80 to 90% of the entering students are required to take remedial classes, basically required to take high school classes, for which they and their families are paying college prices. And so that this issue of readiness is critical. A couple things high schools can do. One is ensuring that all students have access to those advanced placement classes, those advanced classes. We're hoping this new education law the president signed last week, the Every Student Succeeds Act, will help focus states' attention on ensuring that African-American students, Latino students, low-income students get access to those classes.
Let's talk about that Every Student Succeeds Act. Exactly what is that? How does that, I mean, some are saying that is a repeal of No Child Left Behind. As the parents are listening, what does that act do to somehow give them confidence that their children are going to get a better education?
three important things. One is it commits every state to high standards, ensuring that all students, when they graduate high school, are ready for college and careers. Two, it makes an important statement about preschool and investment in early learning. And three, it maintains the civil rights legacy of the law. That the Elementary and Secondary Education Act actually was first passed in 1965 as a civil rights law. This law protects that legacy by saying that when schools are performing poorly, when schools have low graduation rates, or when schools are serving subgroups of students poorly, that states have to intervene and address that and improve outcomes. But as always, you know, the key will be implementation by the states with guardrails that the federal government puts in place.
Got to ask you this question here, John. Are you a little bothered? Are you a little bothered that you don't see education coming up in these GOP debates or even really in these Democratic discussions?
Very disappointed that we haven't heard more about education in the presidential campaign. It's critical to our future as a country. It's critical to the future of our economy, our democracy, and the citizenry. We really need to press our elected officials to articulate what are they going to do to keep graduation rates improving? What are they going to do to get us back to first in the world in college completion?
All right, John Keane, Senior Advisor for the Department of Education, who has the duties of the Secretary of Education. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.